Talk.
Yo, everybody, listen up. Welcome back to another episode of the SASCast, sponsored by Extended Academic Support Services here at Lindenwood University. My name is the one and only Devin Hunt. That's my co-host, Lauren Porter. And today, I'm going to let y'all know something. On Friday, we have something called a mental health day. And I'll let you know that thank God I needed it, because sheesh, my mental has been everywhere, especially out the door, because I don't know where it's been. Enlighten us, Lauren. Please tell me what's up.
You know, honestly, Dev, I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. Like, mentally, doing great. I have almost all A's. I have one B, but it's in stagecraft. Mm. So, you know, I'm okay with a B in that class. But fun fact, one of my classes has all the assignments are due on Friday at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot they were due at 6 p.m., so I missed an entire week of assignments because I thought they were due on Sunday. I emailed the professor, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm alive, so there's that. We're doing great.
True. But here, Lauren, let me tell you something. Let's hop back on the topic here.
Okay.
Today we got basketball, but I got a question to ask you. What does a bunny and a basketball player have in common? I'm sorry.
What?
Mad hops, fam. Mad hops. But hey, I'm just kidding. I just can't. But anyway, Lauren, can you please introduce our guest today, please.
No, it's your turn.
Man.
I've introduced the last three. It is your turn, sir.
You're right. Today, everybody, I would like to introduce Trent Champagne. Now, Trent is a sophomore basketball player here at Lindenwood University. He's wearing our lovely number 13, okay? He originally is from Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois, but transferred here in his first semester here of his freshman year at Quincy. My apologies. Trent is majoring in business administration with a finance emphasis and a mass communication with a broadcast emphasis. Also today with me, I have Kevin Colwell Jr. Now, Kevin is a junior also here at Lindenwood and is wearing our number 11 this year. Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Because we don't have that much information about you, bro.
Okay, yeah. This is my second year here at Lindenwood.
Mm-hmm.
I went junior college first for 2 years. I went to Southwestern Illinois College in Belleville.
Hey.
And, just took some gen eds there, you know, didn't really have a idea on the major. But once I got here and I decided theater was my first major, but I switched it this year to interdisciplinary studies.
Word.
Hold up. You were theater major?
Yeah, I was a theater major last year.
Word. I didn't know that.
Are you from Belleville? I'm sorry. That's my question.
No, I'm from Auden, Illinois, actually.
Word.
Yes, I'm from Auden, Illinois.
Okay. Yeah, I'm from Belleville.
Are you from Belleville?
Yes, sir.
Which high school you go to?
Beville West. Yes, sir. Yeah,
I don't really like you, but I like you as a person.
Hey, it's okay. Trent, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I went to Quincy my first year. I'm from St. Charles.
Word.
So this is basically my hometown for me,
mm-hmm.
and it's my second year here. I couldn't play last year because when you transfer from Quincy to Lindenwood, they're in the same conference.
Yeah.
So it made me sit out, but now we're back eligible this year. We're ready to go.
Oh, me. I wonder how they feel. You'd be like, man, Trent just left us, bro. He about to put up 21 on us tonight, bro. I don't know about us, bro.
Wow.
He's like, I don't know, man.
He actually played him twice this year, Quincy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Twice, yeah. Yo, they want the smoke.
I feel like that'd be a little bit awkward. You're like, are you still friends with them?
Yeah, one of the guys on their team is still my good dude. Mm. And I know a lot of players on their team. And they weren't too happy that I left, but I get to show them twice this year why I left, so can't wait for it.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah, they want the smoke. It's like, oh, I'm handing out the smoke.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, question for you two. So, when did you guys start playing basketball, and why did you decide to continue playing basketball in college?
I started when I was three. I played with my older brother on his 8-year-old YMCA team, so I was a 3-year-old playing against 8-year-olds. And I probably didn't score a basket until I was 5, playing with the older kids, but I just fell in love with like going outside and shooting by myself and making a basket by myself.
Yeah.
And as I kept getting older, I was pretty good as a kid. And so when high school came around, I just kept getting better and better. And that's when I really started getting interested in playing in college. Some schools were coming up to me saying, we could offer you this. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of made the switch my junior, senior year. I could get some school paid for. I could get some academics out of this. And that's kind of why I started playing college basketball. Just, I saw the opportunity and I took it.
Nice.
Oh, me.
And for myself, I started probably as young as you can start, probably about 5-6 years old or whatever. You know, my dad played in college. You know, my uncle played in college. Word. And, most of my cousins played in college. So it was kind of like a family thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it was forced on me when I was little, but,
I feel you.
You know, I kind of, you know, grew into it. I grew, you know, my love for the game just grew, you know, as I got older, you know, just working on it constantly. And the decision to go to college was pretty easy. You know, I wanted to develop and really get to a 4-year school, but I wasn't really ready skill wise, which is why I went junior college first. And I was humble enough, you know, to admit it. And it's actually paid off pretty well for me. You know,
I respect that.
That's cool.
For real.
You want to hear something funny? So I played basketball when I was younger. My mom coached my team.
Oh, yeah.
And it was my first official game against a competing team.
Mm.
I shot a basket into their hoop.
Oh.
So but everyone like cheered me on because I made a basket. They were like, oh my gosh, she made a basket. Wrong side, but still it counted.
You know what? If it works, it works.
Exactly.
That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, as long as it goes in.
As long as it goes on the stat sheet, okay?
I was so proud of myself.
It's all right. It's all right. Outside of things that we do, like being science is doing like and stuff like that, I feel like you guys have mild to like minimum time to have like free time. But like my thing is like, how do you find the balance, you know, between, you know, classes, between practice, between homework, and like how do you stay on top of those things?
So you were mentioning earlier all your assignments are due on Friday at 6. A lot of us are kind of the same way. We're all due on the weekend, or we have certain days for certain classes. So the best thing we try to do is figure out when those classes are due, when those assignments are due, and then try to find time during the week, whether it's a Monday morning or Tuesday afternoon, because our day-to-day schedule is going to change.
Yeah.
And we just got to try to find that time just to knock out those assignments and then try to study later on. But there's definitely a balance you got to find.
Right, yes. It's pretty hard. I ain't going to lie. It's pretty hard. But they give us study hours where we have to go to the SAC.
Yeah.
Go in there and work in there. So you probably try to get in there 2 to 3 times a week. You know, you try to do it earlier in the week. So you have that back end, you know, just relax. You just have practice. And we usually play later on in the week on Thursdays and Saturdays. So you really try to clear up, you know, that Monday through Wednesday. You want to really push hard and try to, you know, finish everything earlier in the week.
Okay. Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned the SAC because I was about to mention that.
Yeah,
it was like you guys have like hours that you have to put in for the team at the SAC because I was like to say like football does it, and I didn't know Shake said rugby didn't do it.
No, rugby does do it. I think I'm going to assume, I cannot 100% say this, I'm going to assume almost all of the sports have required study hours. I'm just going to assume that because rugby, football, basketball, like all of them have had required study hours because it's your student athlete. Student comes first.
True.
So it's a student and athlete, not athlete student.
And
student.
Plus, you guys
athlete.
Mentioned too, like we try to get our stuff done early in the week because we're normal college people too. We want
to. Yeah. We're trying to be chilling.
We want to hang out on the weekends.
Right.
But like you said, we gotta get our stuff done early in the week if we can to have that time to be normal dudes. You know.
Okay. I'm for real. Like the thing that she tries to like got me into is like these bones versus no bones days. And I'd be like, I checked it today and I was like, dang, it's a bones day. And I was like, man, we do got the podcast and the guys coming through. I was like, you gotta make it a bones day. I was like, okay.
I can't believe you're actually, I feel so proud of myself that you're actually listening to it.
It's all right, I need motivation over here.
I know, right? But did you hear Noodle got canceled?
Cancel culture.
According to Rolling Stones, Noodles is chuggy.
Really?
I don't agree. Noodles is adorable. I love Noodles. But according to Rolling Stones, Noodles is chuggy.
All right. Then.
I mean, it's unfortunate. So, question for you two. So, you have your first home game this Thursday against Parkside. How prepared do you guys feel?
We feel pretty good, you know, coming into after our two exhibition games versus D1 teams. We had some good showings, you know. I mean, second one didn't really go the way we wanted, but we made some good plays, you know. We got better, and, you know, we ready. You know, honestly, I feel pretty ready. I know I can speak for Trent, too, as well. We feel pretty focused. You know, we trying to build up every day of practice this week leading up into Friday.
Okay.
Plus, we know the game's at home. We haven't had fans in our Highland Arena since 2 years ago. So a a lot of us are kind of feeding off the energy of, hey, we get to the end of the week, we're going to play a game at our home court with fans in the stands. And that's something that we've been waiting for a long time for.
Man, like
true. And we be there. Yeah. We sure do be there for y'all.
Yeah, the Lions night, it was a good showing at the Lions night. You know, we had a lot of energy there. That's the most energy we ever had as a team. And we didn't even play. You know, we were just happy to just run around and shoot. You know?
Yeah, everybody was ready for y'all to, like, come out and, like, hoop against each other or somebody. Yeah. And we was like, oh, I was telling everybody, it's like, no, they're just going to put on a show. Or the Chili is going to be doing something.
Yeah.
They don't do them. But, yeah. We was out there for y'all, for real. We want to see y'all.
Got to.
We excited,
Bring your friends, too.
Yeah, everybody. Family, little cousins, little sisters.
The whole squad come through.
Everybody. We need
campus security.
We need all the noise.
And squad deal. All.
Every single person should come to the basketball game.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm coming.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad. Like, guys, when we think about, like, these, like, we talk about these moments, like, what we were saying just now, what we're going through and what everybody wants to be there and the energy to be like, what is your, like, favorite moment in your basketball life? If one, can you pin out?
I got one. So my senior year of high school, so I went to St. Charles West right in town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a group of us seniors, my best friend since I was fifth, sixth grade. And we didn't have too much basketball success, but my senior year, we won districts.
Hey.
And when you're winning a district championship with your best friends that you grew up with, it just kind of hit different. You know, we were all holding up the district trophy.
Yeah.
And it was just the dudes that we hang out with every day for the last 8 years. That was pretty special. That really was.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, I'll say my favorite moment was definitely high school, my junior year. We had a community death, you know.
And, okay.
We had a game that Friday.
Ooh.
So, you know, we had to come out and just really put on a good showing. Mm-hmm. You know, just everybody was sad, you know, feeling down. You
right.
know, that basketball game was just that release for the week.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, we came out and we got a win, man. And it was just, everybody was crying after the game, you know. It was just like, it was just one of those moments, you know, I'll never forget. But, you know, like, the whole town came together that day. And that's probably my favorite moment, you know, definitely playing basketball.
And you can talk to anybody. Everyone's got that special moment.
Right.
It's way more than just a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for his case, I mean, that was just a community coming together.
In right.
my case, it was just eight best friends.
Yeah, a tight-knit group. Doing,
basketball
yeah.
is one of the only sports where you can really get that feel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like, every sport got it.
Yeah.
Straight up, in general, it's like the love for the game altogether. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's like the one thing that takes everybody from just being an athlete to actually loving the game. That's right. The big step is right. the loving the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, man, seeing, like, you guys being hungry for the sport and for, like, playing for the school, it's just like, bro, it's like, bro, these dudes got it.
Right.
Like, these boys are hungry. Like, bro, I'm ready.
Oh, no doubt.
We definitely ready, man. I'm excited to have everybody there, man. That's the big thing. Like, that's big for basketball. You warming up. You know, might see a couple shorties you talking to. You know,
really?
Warming up. Be like, ooh. Good. You got the fresh cut.
Oh,
you know,
God.
You're feeling good, you know?
Me,
fam. It's just a vibe, man. It's a vibe that we ready for this year.
Yeah. On me.
Yeah. So, speaking of the game, is there a way that students can support the basketball team more? Like, obviously, we're going to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything else that we can do to, like, support you? Because, like, football.
Oh, God. I'm not dressing up, pinning no shirt on, or taking my shirt off with Linda Wood going across my chest. I'm good, y'all. Look at all LU, rah, rah. Nah, that's not me, fam. I'll see y'all with my nice pinstripe little jacket on.
I'm just asking.
Hey.
What can we do to support y'all more?
Yeah.
I'd say, stay in tune with us on social media. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show us that love. When it's a game day tweet or post, you know, just commenting, hey, let's go, guys. Hey, we watching. We tuned in. Or, you know, make the trip. You know, we got a couple close games at UMSU.
Yes.
Or in Maryville. Those are pretty close. So,
right.
You know, just having people coming with us and traveling with us, you know, it'll really mean a lot to us. You know, that's another way, I'd say.
I was going to say just pretty much if you're going to come to the game, try to invite some people. Make our basketball games your social event for the night.
Okay.
You know? So don't just come by yourself. Bring somebody. Bring some friends. Because the more fans that are there, the more fun you're going to have as a fan. So
true.
Just make our games just as enjoyable as you can. and be loud. Because,
you know, because they loud at other places, you know. They always, you know, and talk a little stuff to the other team, man.
For real. Like, hey, yo, 13, you want that smoke? Let's go. Let's go, turn up. Yeah. Like, okay.
And it's so true, though. You go on the road and mm-hmm. the team has a really good fan base, it kind of affects you a little bit.
Yeah, that
so
boost.
We want to have that same effect with the other team where they come into the Highland Arena in St. Charles and they're like, oh, shoot, you know, we got to play these guys, but those fans.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be that team this year for sure.
Right. I'm trying, like, for all of our athletics to mm-hmm. be like, yo, let's protect the den, bro. Like, that's what I want. Like, I need us to protect the crib.
Right.
Like, that's all. I'm cool with if we go out or going away and we struggling with the team, I understand. But we at the crib.
Right, we at the crib.
Everybody here. If we in the all-black uniforms, I don't mean we turning up, bro. What if I come out all black?
Oh my gosh.
That's the energy I'm waiting for.
I feel like we do a pretty good job of fan like involvement too. Like you guys came to the late night, you said we had a bunch of fan half court shots,
mm-hmm.
and, contests, and we're gonna keep doing that during the games too. It's not just gonna be you guys are just sitting up there. We're gonna have different stuff throughout the year, whether it's out of a timeout, mm-hmm. at halftime. So I mean, there's a chance you can get involved in our games too. It's not just
on me, folks. On God,
show up and sit in the back row. You know,
it's multiple teams.
That would be so much fun.
Oh God, a little spoiler alert. Last year, folks, it was like a code to do some pizza. And also there was a halftime, it was a TV.
TV?
Yes. It was a half court shot for a TV. And I was like, I don't know what it is this year. I got no spoilers for y'all this year, but that was last year's plan.
Well, like this year at the event, mm-hmm. they did musical chairs.
Yep.
Like
you
shoot a ball.
Yes.
And if you make it, you run back.
I love
and
when
so
y'all
that
do that.
Was
it's
quite
so
entertaining.
Funny. Yeah, it's so funny. Entertaining.
That was probably my favorite event.
Oh, me. Like, dude, like, there was one, like, a couple years ago. Dude, it was, like, the last two. And, like, they both were coming back at the same time. And bro from the left side snatches the chair, spins it, sits down on it, goes like this, and was like, wow, I didn't see you coming up, fam.
That's game.
Oh, God. I was like, game got no game. You lost, man.
Got to be cold sometimes at the end. Got to be cold-blooded.
You got to
be cold-blooded at the end, man.
That TV 40 inches, I want it.
Me, I'm like, ooh, if this TV looks so good if I just hook up the PlayStation to it. Ooh, the crispy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, you are a basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And last year you mentioned you had no fans because of COVID.
Yes.
So when it comes to your guys' team, how has COVID affected your team last year versus this year?
Mm-hmm.
I would say last year the COVID rule was for the preseason. We got preseason from August, September, and October.
Okay.
We start practice in the middle of October. So that August and September month last year, we could only practice in groups of five. We all had our own basket, and we had to be masked the entire time.
It's like pods.
They wanted nobody to be in touch with each other. And this year, when it comes to COVID, we got a group of guys who are vaccinated, guys who aren't vaccinated, but every week those guys get tested.
Right.
So we're basically back to normal practice. The only way with COVID we would not be back to normal is if someone on the team tests positive.
Then
we would kind of figure out where to go from there.
Right.
And it hasn't happened yet. I'm knocking on wood right now.
Yeah.
But, I got you on me.
We're all knocking.
But yeah, so we're kind of back to normal as far as practice. We're all competing together. We're all working together. But we're not in those groups of five anymore. We're not in those pods.
Okay.
And so that's the big difference, because when you have the whole team together, then you can form that chemistry.
Yeah.
You can see what guys are doing with each other. You can see how guys play together, and you need everybody together,
right,
to really see, okay, who plays well with who. What can I do with this guy?
Exactly.
And last year with COVID, we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest difference, because we're more ready to play now our first couple games this year compared to last year.
Okay.
Right. And we got some exhibitions. You know, the scheduling last year was totally different.
You know,
we didn't have no, like, we're going to have four or five non-conference games before we get in the conference.
All right.
Was just straight conference games last year, straight 22. And those are the most important games that you want to win. So just hopping straight into those can either hurt you, you know, but it can also help you. You know, you want to, you know, shake off the rust a little bit, learn your team more before you get in the conference, because you really want to perform well in there. So that's probably with scheduling. And, just like camaraderie, you know, to kind of back on what Trent said, you know, it was kind of weird. Just being separate, shooting on one basket for an hour. looking over at your teammate, yeah, like, you know, like just looking
not
over
even
there.
On the court, like in yeah. the locker room, going to get food with guys. Yeah. You know, okay. All those little things that you would think a team does that we do,
yeah.
we couldn't do it last year. We had our own
right.
We had our own 12-foot box to change in our practice uniforms last year.
For real?
We couldn't really get food with each other. You know how it was oh, wow. last year.
It was yeah. separate. Real you know, separate.
Everything.
You know? You had a 12-foot box?
What?
Pretty much.
That is unfortunate.
And we had one of our managers in the room just making sure we were following rules because, right. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they can get
one slip.
If you don't follow
like,
rules, we can get in trouble. Like
right.
We actually could by our conference and the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
So right. that's the biggest thing. We're kind of just more laid back. We're just focusing on basketball more and less on mm-hmm. COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
I'm glad you guys like are aware, like not too aware, but aware of it, but also at the same time find that balance of it.
Right.
And like as you guys saying, like find the full chemistry and the little things that matter. That's the main things that go around with the sport. You know what I'm saying? You do the sport, but you got to make the outside by yourself or with the people you do it with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or right. other outside factors.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, when the pandemic hit, it was like way, mm-hmm. way of a hard thing. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
like, okay.
No
yeah.
doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So now that COVID, it's still a thing, but it's not as much of a threat. What is the biggest threat this year for your team as a whole? Like, is it a different team?
Yeah.
Is it travel? Like, winter storms? Like, your yeah, conference gets like, canceled because a huge like snowstorm
right,
has hit?
Like
what
storm.
Do you think is your biggest threat this year?
Mm. I say we got a lot of good players this year.
Okay.
So I say the biggest threat for us would be probably egos. You know, we need
okay,
guys
yeah.
to really buy into the team and just keep the chemistry together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I say our biggest threat is basically ourselves. You know, we mm-hmm. got a pretty talented team, and I know we can get up down with anybody. So, you know, and the difference between this year and last year was we had TJ Crockett.
Yeah.
You know, real main guy, you want to feed him the ball. You want to
yeah.
keep getting the ball. So we running everything through him. But
right.
this year, you know, we have more of a balance of just
okay.
just moving the ball around. Not to say TJ was just that, you know, that,
right,
that
right.
ball hog, you know, but he mm-hmm. was a real efficient player. So we had to get him the ball.
Respect,
you know?
Yeah.
But this year, it's more balance. We got more options. So
okay.
as long as everybody stays together and stay bought in, I'd say, you know, that's probably our biggest threat this year.
Yeah, when it comes to other teams, we got 15 teams in our conference.
Right.
And there might be maybe one, maybe two,
mm-hmm.
you know, guarantee wins. But other than that, there's 12, 13 teams where if we don't show up prepared, you know, mm-hmm. if we're traveling, we got to be on our game or we're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. We got guys coming from different schools, different divisions, some D1 guys, some D2 guys.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're all here at Lindenwood.
Yeah.
So they all got to see the GLBC for themselves.
Right.
And know that every game, we got to be on our game or else
yeah.
we could walk out of there with a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And out of 15 teams, 8 of them make the conference tournament,
right.
the playoffs. So we got to get there, and we
mm-hmm.
get there by winning the games we're supposed to
mm-hmm.
and also just being prepared all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the conference season, I think it's 20 games, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
20.
So that's a lot of games. You got to be ready to go for each one.
Yeah, every night is a battle in
yeah.
this conference, definitely. You know, you can't take no nights off. You know, we went through that a couple times last year. We lost a few that we shouldn't have lost, you know, just
mm-hmm.
from underestimating the team. And we were pretty depleted ourselves with injuries, so and we
yeah.
still underestimate. So
I feel you.
So this year, you know, we just want to be on point every night. Every night, that's
mm-hmm.
the thing. Be Lindenwood every night, you know, nothing different.
God. Yeah. Like, what do you guys feel, like, think, like, your overall aspect of our conference since we switched?
So, since we switched, the travel's better.
So mm.
Before they were MIAA, we were going to a lot of Kansas schools, a lot of Oklahoma
right.
schools.
Okay.
But now you don't go farther east than Indianapolis, about 4 hours.
Right.
And you don't go as far west as KC, 3.5.
So okay.
Everywhere's kind of 3 to 4 hours,
right.
which is a huge help when you go on Thursday and Saturday on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You're not on the bus for 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours.
True.
So, but yeah, the travel season, it can get tough.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have guys focused. You got to have guys rooming with the right people, making sure they're doing the right things.
right. yeah.
But no, we can't wait for it because we miss going to other places and having their fans too.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. It wasn't just us.
Right.
I mean, it
right.
was. Some places have big arenas, big
okay.
gyms, and
yeah.
no one's in it.
Right. Yeah.
This year, it's going to change. It's going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah, we want to make some fans upset. You know, we want to
please
our
feeling.
Fans,
yeah.
but you know, we want it quiet. We want to go there and just shut the gym up. Just everybody quiet. Just hit
like somebody drop
yeah.
a penny.
Yep. Yeah, hit the mute button on them. You feel
for
me?
Real?
You know, turn them up.
Oh
God! Like when y'all play, like what's it? Not well, y'all play UMSL, yes. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that game. And then UIS, Illinois University at Illinois Springfield. I was going to go there.
Okay.
And then I came to Lindenwood because I was 45 minutes away, and I was like, okay, bet. But I was going to go up there, and I was like, man, they didn't have a football program, but they had a basketball program. I was like, all right, cool. And then we switched, and it was like, we play them. And I was like, oh, it's a wrap.
And they play here Friday. I believe they play here. Don't they play here this week? I think they play in the Classic.
They're in the gym with us. Yeah. So
hey.
Yeah, they play at the Classic this week, for sure. Yeah. We won't play them because, you know.
Okay.
You ever see on TV, like, the ACC Big Ten Challenge?
Yeah.
So we're kind of doing that with another conference. So,
word.
So it's going to be us and Springfield from the GOBC, and we're going to play Parkside on Friday, and then Kentucky Wesley on Saturday. They're in a different conference.
Okay.
There's still that crossover. We're kind of teaming up with one weekend with our conference and try to, you know, beat the crap out of the other conference.
For real. So, okay.
Yeah,
so, but they'll be in the gym, though. You're going to stop by.
On me. I might have to slide through.
Right.
That, and then also one of the games, like Southern Indiana, my boy Tyler Dancy plays for them.
Yeah. I know Tyler Dancy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we played for the same AAU organization.
Yeah.
The Jets. Yeah, I played for the Jets as well.
Bet. Do you know Dalton Fox?
Fox, yeah. Fox went to SWIC. He went to SWIC with me.
Yeah.
He played on the team with me my freshman year.
That's my boy.
Yeah, Fox. Yeah,
Tyler. My boy Dalton Goof. I tell you.
Wow.
What? I'm saying you got to make connections, you know what I'm saying?
I'll say, when you're like, I think we're in year two now when we're together, and you start knowing people from other schools a lot more your second year around because you played them twice already.
Yeah, I was about to ask that, right?
They're getting better, we're getting better, so it's not going to be as unfamiliar to us because we know a lot of the better players in the league.
Right.
We played him last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, he was the second option last year. Now he's the first option.
Right. Yeah.
He does the same things.
Okay.
So, like I said, we don't have TJ, but now they all know that, hey, we're going to kind of move it around.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are going to score for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an adjustment, but it's also, we know a lot of dudes in this league.
Yeah.
So
I feel like from like a fan, like outside source, like I feel like we're ready for like a refresh. Like, I see what y'all, like, we know, no, TJ is TJ.
Right.
And now he's going, it's like, yo, we ready for y'all to see, like, refresh, revamp, y'all in here, y'all smiling, y'all ready to go. Like, man, I'm ready to eat with y'all. I'm ready to put on a uniform and say, man, we playing basketball. I'm trying to get in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's my all right. Gosh.
It's all right. It's all right.
Hilarious. I'm not going to lie.
It's all right. I got something for you guys. My question is, guys, what advice do you have for students academically besides just like having a balance and just knowing like your own pace?
So as annoying as they are, those little 5-point discussion posts, those
go ham,
those, you know, 10-minute, you know, intro videos, all the little things for little points, you gotta do them.
Me,
because they all add up to the rest of your grade, and if you have an 87 instead of a 92, that's why.
Blessings.
Yeah, our coach, he's real, like, attention to detail on that. He said every point matters, you know. Mm-hmm. Fully read the syllabus. Like, that was my thing. I don't really like reading the syllabus. I feel like they don't follow it anyway. But, like, I really read the syllabuses now, and I really try to make sure I'm focused and on point with every single detail. That translates to the court as well. So he just tells us attention to detail.
That's and if you can, if you know somebody in your class, go talk to them about that class.
Yeah.
Because, like, we in the same class together, we found out.
Okay.
And, you know, just being able to be like, hey, we got to do this. You know, hey, he told me like, on Sunday, hey, it's not due on Sunday at midnight. It's due at Sunday at 1 in the morning.
Right.
Bro.
So it's due on Saturday. Try to trick you there.
Yeah, it's due on Saturday. Yes, it's due on Saturday at 1 a.m.
That's a scam. Oh, yeah, like, that's wild. Okay.
Okay. So I was about to hang out with some people.
Right, and do what you need to do.
Like on a Saturday, he's like, hey, Trent, it's due at 1 a.m. It's not right on camera. Right, he tried to trick you.
Right, he basically giving us another hour, but like, make sure you do it tonight, bro. Mm-hmm. It's not tomorrow at 1 a.m., you feel me? Like,
okay.
But just talking to people in your class and really kind of getting to know them and kind of working together sometimes, and because they're going to say something that you didn't think about and you're going to say something they didn't think about, so you're just helping each other.
Mm-hmm. True, that's what I be saying. That's exactly what I be saying, man.
No, so last year I was taking an online class called Principles of Management.
Okay.
It was an interesting class. I used it sometimes as a podcast. I would like clean my room or like work on some other stuff while I listened to him talk. And every once in a while I'd be like, I absolutely agree with what you just said.
Right.
Had no idea what he said. Right. But I agreed. Anywho.
The last thing I'll say is ask questions too.
Yeah.
Yes. You're not going to look any dumber. You're not going to look like you're a fool. Yeah. If you ask a teacher a question about something.
They be real questions.
It's their job. They want to help you out. They want to make sure you're doing things right because it's only going to help you later on. Man. So if you have a question, if you don't know something, ask it. It's only going to help.
Man, literally.
Participate, man. Participate. That I mean, too. I know she said she got in there. That I agree. Too. You know, that stuff helps, you know, especially if everybody just say at least once.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of students in there. It'll make the class go quicker and way smoother. Just participate. Ask questions. Bring up a fun fact like you guys been doing. Just bring up stuff. Talk to them. You know, they want to
interact. We only in class for 50 minutes.
Yeah, like just get it out the way. Interact, man. Don't be shy. That's what's wrong with this generation. This generation's so shy, man. We so quick to go to them phones, you know. We don't really talk as much no more. Just talk.
I used to have a friend that, like, before I started Lindwood, they were like, go to new places. And literally, she'll pull up her Snapchat. And you know how you can, like, pull up your code and you just scan it. She'll literally pull that mug out. I'm talking at a prime coffee shop at 12 o'clock in the afternoon when that mug is bussing. Walks up in that mug. He's like, yo, so I'm going to need your Snapchat, your Snapchat, your Snapchat, and your Snapchat. They're all like, why? It was like, because y'all are regulars and I would like to know y'all. And it was like,
that's cute.
We can't be mad at that. I bet. I was like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, no, it ain't. No, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool.
No, my only, I love discussions. I really do. My only issue, let's say the discussions are due at like Sunday midnight.
Okay.
You submit yours on like a Wednesday, but you have to reply to like five different people. Those five different people don't post their discussions until like Saturday or Sunday.
True.
You forget that you have to comment on their post. Yeah. So then you're like, oh, that's assignment's done. You then get a grade for like 2 out of 5. And I'm like, why did I get a score at 2 out of 5? And then I was like, oh, I had to comment. Yeah. And I was the first person to post and I forgot about it. That is one of the biggest issues.
Yeah, I'll be forgetting. Yeah. I did that last week. You know, I'm in that situation right now. I got 2 more comments due tonight by 6 p.m. So I got to get on there and do that. She just kind of reminded me a little bit.
I was like, snap.
She just made me think. I'm like, I got 2 more replies to do, so.
I definitely feel that.
You're welcome. What can I say except you're welcome?
Valid.
So, all right. Well, do you have any more questions, Dev?
Yes, actually, has answered this question. What do you feel like sets you apart from different teams?
I think we got a good mix. We got a good mix of new guys who bring you new skills, who is pretty versatile. And it played at the higher levels before, but we also got that good mix of guys who played here last year, who know what the conference is like, who can kind of help those new guys and the freshmen, kind of adjust a little bit to, you know, our game and how we do things at practice, how we're supposed to do things off the court. So we got a good mix of new talent and, you know, new freshmen who can help us. And we also have that good mix of returners and guys who have been here before, who know what coach is expecting. And we had a good mix of those two.
Right. And we get up and down. We run pretty fast. You know, we were the top offensive team last year in points scored per game, free throw percentage. So we really get up and down, really try to push the tempo. That's probably the main difference between
us. I think
we were
in the 80s last year. I think we averaged about 82, 83 points a game.
For real?
Yeah, we was topping the conference, and we barely scratched the surface. You know, we were never really healthy the whole year. Mm-hmm. You know, that team we had that first game, we never seen that team again the rest of the year. So,
oh, okay.
It was real tough on that, and I want to knock on wood on that. So we don't go through that no more. But
and this is our coach's third year too, so he's kind of just getting more stuff in too.
Okay.
So we don't expect to have even more points because. As much as we're kind of here for a second year, he's only been here his third year now. So, he's still expanding on what he can do, and the coaching staff he's brought in, and they're working better together every day. And so we're all kind of getting better from every aspect.
Okay.
And you can just expect a lot of excitement when you watch us.
Right.
We're going to play up and down. We're going to have some fun. We're going to celebrate after May 3.
I'm about to be in this month. Let's go! Yeah,
we got a lot of high character guys, man. Yeah. They really like to play and, you know, Bet. Show that emotion. You know, that's real big on our team.
And you need that. You want the fans to come and be fun, be excited for you guys.
Right.
And, we definitely going to have some fun this year.
Big bet.
I do have one question because you did mention it. So both of you guys, it's your second year here. So with freshmen, I know, like, it's a hard transition between going from high school and moving. Like, some of them, maybe they're only 5 minutes away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of them are like 10 hours away from home. Mm-hmm. How do you, like, I wouldn't say like mentor, but like, how do you, you know, make sure that the freshmen feel invited and feel comfortable mm-hmm. here at Lindenwood?
Well, that's why that, you know, talked about earlier with COVID, that's why being able to talk in the locker room, being able to go get lunch with people, mm-hmm. that's why it's so important, because it's so big for those freshmen to kind of hang out, because whether you know it or not, they're watching you, they're watching how you interact.
Yes.
They're seeing how you handle things. Mm-hmm. And so being able to show that more often kind of gives them that sense of comfort. This is what I should be doing. And, you know, in freshmen, some of them never had freedom before.
Right.
And so you got to make sure they're not going crazy.
Right.
No, we don't have any of those guys. They're all pretty. They come from good families. They know how right. to act. And but we're all kind of one big family. So,
okay.
you know, the freshmen, you know, they're fun. They're a fun group of people to be around.
Word.
And they do things the right way.
Right, so. Right. And, you know, they make mistakes. You know, we knew it was going to be, you know, freshman year, you coming in, everything's just fast. You
yeah.
know, even the game on the court, everything's just fast, you know. So we really try to, from a mentor standpoint, to just really slow things down for them, you know, and realize, like, hey, you've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
You've been playing all your life.
Exactly.
You've been playing. It's still the same game, just a little bit quicker. That's it. The
exactly guys are just a what I'll be telling faster, everybody, you know? Kevin.
It's just really trying to stay positive with them. You know, mm-hmm. coach gonna be
coach.
Foot down, you know. Freshman, freaking freshman.
Like, come on,
know?
Let's go.
Yeah, like, you know, so that's when we come over. Hey, you good? You know, he just wants you to do better. You know,
right.
that accountability is different, you know, from high school to college. So you just
correct.
Got more accountability, more responsibility. So we just try to keep those guys up mentally. Mm-hmm. And that'll go a long way for them as the year goes on.
Okay, good teammate, yeah.
Sometimes coaches yell at them and they get, you know, all mad.
He'd be like,
upset. But yeah. you know, coach brought them here for a reason.
Right.
You know, they're not on the team just because, you know, they lucked out. Coach brought them here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I was a freshman. You were a freshman. Mm-hmm. I mean,
right.
you go through some time where you struggle mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah.
But as long as you just keep your head down and you get that upperclassman motivating you, it makes your freshman year a lot easier.
Yeah.
And then coming back sophomore, then you can be the guy who picks on the freshman. No.
right. True on that.
Right.
Stay longer, guys. You can pick, you know what I'm saying? Seniority is real. Seniority is real. It's
oh,
real.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's not real.
It is real.
Somewhere, in some aspects, it's real. We keep it 100%.
Please.
On the bus, it's real. You
it's
know,
definitely real. Back.
And we're like, yes. oh, God. Yes. Let y'all know, hey, I'm taking real. A back seat, y'all. I'm laying out tonight.
They got to carry all the bags, all the chairs. They got to carry everything off the bus.
We're like, did you get coach's clipboard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, grab me a bag of chips on your way back here, bro.
You want Cheetos? You want Lay's? I want Cheetos. You already know what it is.
Yeah. Well, every freshman goes through it. They're like, all right, mm-hmm. we go through like 1 year of like having to do everything.
Yep.
And then we get to our sophomore year, less things. Junior year, less things. Senior, we are the top dog. Yeah, like, right. that's just it. That's
we go status.
That's
our goal. That, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're a senior. What is it like to be top dog?
It's hard looking after all y'all, bro. It's hard. I love all y'all, and I'm glad all y'all are here. I'm glad to see y'all faces. Like, it's real good to see everybody, like, here, going, doing their thing, just laughing and smiling.
Hey, and that's the
I'm
thing.
Glad.
Last year, we had no fans. Mm-hmm. I swear, someone on campus, like, wouldn't, like, see us as basketball players unless we had mm-hmm. the Lindenwood basketball hoodie
yeah.
on or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were so just random.
It's fun. It's like this year, it's been fun interacting with other sports teams. We've been going to like volleyball games and football games. It's fun seeing those dudes and seeing them at Spelman be like, hey, good game last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for your season. Yeah.
For real.
Like, that's the part that
it's all
we
love.
Miss just as much as fans being in our stands. Just mm-hmm. the interaction with other people. And because we're regular dudes, you want to have conversations,
yeah.
you want to have some fun in college.
Man,
fact.
Last year it was just scary, you fact. Know, being here. Dude, didn't nobody really know last year. Just
yeah.
like, we ain't had no vaccine mm-hmm. out. It was just like, you were coming to Spelman, you just looking people in their eyes, just looking all over the room.
Is that
like,
you? I don't know it's you.
Who is that?
Oh, I'll yeah. say this. I missed the days where you could cough and you wouldn't have 30 eyes look at you.
Swear to God, Trent. I swear to God.
last
mine?
Year, last year, I remember, I wasn't even sick. I coughed one time in Spelman. I had 40 heads just turning me. It'd be like,
oh, it's just
up.
Trent, y'all.
Yeah, we got one.
Like, we got a head bobber, y'all. Oh, it's just Trent, am I?
No, it's still a thing. Like,
yeah,
I,
of course.
If I coughed, I felt so bad. I was like, I mm-hmm. am so sorry. I ate a chip wrong.
It
like,
made you
I
feel
so
some type
sorry.
Of way, oh, God. I'm like, man.
I was like, I'm just choking. I'm I like, promise. Ooh. It's fine.
Fact.
Right.
But I promise if I see you in the hall, or not in the hall. If I see you on campus, I'll ask you, how's basketball going?
Oh, definitely. I'm telling them, like, what's up, y'all? Y'all chilling? Yeah. Y'all good? Right, y'all day going good?
How many more podcasts y'all going to be doing? Like, y'all going to keep this going?
Yeah.
We are.
Okay. We're going to keep planning on doing this.
I'm going to make sure I follow through with y'all, man. Keep supporting and keep showing love. For sure.
We just try to do our little thug thizzle just out here chilling.
Yeah, no, this is cool, man.
Give y'all good content.
This was fun.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad.
Fun fact, we are recording with volleyball next week.
Yes.
Mm. One person from the women's team and one person from the men's team.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
You already know.
And we are actually going to be releasing during winter break.
Yes.
We're pre-recording and then we're releasing in winter break so we can keep the content going every week.
You heard it right here from her. Oh. Straight up. But there's one more question before I just want to end this, Lauren. Guys, y'all know this new taunting rule in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
If they ever brought that to the NCAA or to, like, NBA, how would y'all feel? Because, like, think of people like Russell, like, Westbrook and, Ja Morant.
I wouldn't like it.
I would say the difference is there's not a touchdown where you have that 30 seconds of spotlight mm-hmm. to dance.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if someone dunks on somebody – or someone hits a buzzer beater three, mm-hmm. or, breaks somebody's ankles.
Facts.
We can't celebrate that?
Thank you.
Man.
I don't know what we do.
We ain't trying to play in, no simulation. We just, hey, good shot. All right, get back. It's good shot. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, we on that.
Yeah,
like,
boy,
we want to show. We want to show that, man. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, we trying to run down, do some cartwheels. Bears in the park. Man, they let Curry do whatever. Curry out there like a 10-year-old kid just running
straight
down
up,
the court. Mouthpiece hanging out. You feel me? Like, he just doing his thing,
Every day.
I don't agree with those taunting rules at all in the NFL.
That's why I'm like, I don't know
where the best celebrations come from. You know? They get to plan. You could tell they be planning that stuff out. Like,
they actually do it at practice.
Yeah,
even refs still, they give out technicals too quick. Dude dunks at somebody, he looks at him for 2 seconds, and ref gives him a technical.
Yeah.
That's just too much. He just got dunked on. It's kind of like an unwritten rule. You got to let the dude who dunked on somebody just let him go for 2 seconds.
For real.
Right. No. Just do it.
Like, a man wanted to go up with him, that's his choice. He wanted to see God.
Right.
I mean, that's all him, bro.
Why he chalked?
You know what I'm saying? He chalked, bro. That's like, hey, you want to chow, you get chalked. That's all I got to say.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's all right.
Well, thank you so much for coming and being a part of the podcast.
Thanks for inviting us.
I really appreciate it. I hope you both have a great day and have fun at your first home game this Friday.
Night, 7 o'clock, Friday night, Highland Arena.
7 o'clock,
ooh, be there, be square, y'all. You already know I'll be there.
Dang it, I was going to say be there or be square.
Too late. Big Dev on the scene, you already know. But y'all heard it here.
Don't forget.
Come through Friday, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
On the dot. If y'all dare, we closing doors.
Hey, what else are y'all doing on Friday night,
I'm just saying.
Come out, support men's basketball.
Y'all can go to Casa on Thursday, get you a little nightcap, and then come get you a little nightcap before the game or after the game, but just come through the game. You already know.
Exactly.
Sheesh, stop being a lame. Bars.
Exactly. And if you want to hear more content from the SaskCast podcast,
yes,
hit the subscribe button. Ooh. We can be found on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Sounds so good. You're right, Lauren. You can find us on the Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. But everybody, you already know, this is the end. And everybody, stay forever sassy.